Avenue, and to a busy executive like Vern, it's a real comfort to have a daughter like Margie who can prepare breakfast for him.
Coffee, Dad?
Just a half a cup, baby.
How about a roll?
Oh, thanks. Margie, this Parker House roll is a little scorched.
Yeah. I guess when I put it in the oven, it overparked. It's really black, isn't it?
Black? You'd better hide it. If John L. Lewis sees it, we'll have to pay him dues.
A visitor this early? Come in.
Morning, Margie.
Well, hello, Freddy.
Well, Mr. Albright, I see you're up.
My, what a bright boy. Did you figure that out all by yourself?
Yeah, when I saw you sitting there in that chair, it came to me in a flash.
Just out of curiosity, Freddy, how come you're up so early this morning?
Oh, I'm going out to look for a job.
A job?
Please, Freddy, not while he's eating.
What's so strange about me looking for a job?
In anybody else, nothing. But you, why, you're one of the founding fathers of unemployment insurance.
So what? People change. I started to think about it, and something in my mind told me to find a job.
Well, the human brain is a funny thing. And yours is probably very similar.
Margie, I think Freddy should be commended for his new attitude toward work.
Well, I agree.
However, he's dressed in his usual sloppy way. If he's going out to look for a job today, his appearance is definitely against him.
Yeah, that's right. Freddy, those clothes of yours are a sight. I wish you'd dress a little more neatly.
What's wrong with me? I dress as neatly as the next fellow.
Yeah, who's the next fellow? A hobo? Just take a look at those shoes. That right one hasn't even got a shoelace in it.
I know, Margie, but it was either that or go without a necktie.
Well, where is your necktie?
Mr. Albright, you want my pants to fall down?
Freddy, how many suits do you have, anyway?
Well, counting this suit, I've got three changes.
Three changes?
Yeah. Put on, take off, or go without.
Believe me, Freddy, if you ever came into my office looking like that, I'd throw you out. And speaking of my office, I'd better get there. Bye, Margie.
Goodbye, Dad.
So long, Freddy. I hope you get a job, but I seriously doubt it.
Freddy, Dad's right. You've got to do something about your appearance. What sort of a job do you intend to look for?
Well, I've got a lead on one that a friend of mine told me about. It has something to do with selling.
Selling? Ooh, how exciting!
Mrs. Odette,
Freddy, if you're going to do any selling, remember one thing. To be a successful salesman, you have to flatter people.
Flatter them?
Yes. For example, when the door opens, you should smile and say, "Well, I didn't know a gorgeous creature like you was going to answer the door."
Mrs. Odette, I tried that once.
What happened?
The guy slugged me. Besides, that's not the kind of a selling job this is.
Well, what kind of selling is it, Freddy?
Well, it's sort of an account executive with an advertising agency.
An advertising agency? Oh, then you really can't go looking like that. A job like that requires dignity of appearance.
Dignity, huh? Listen, Margie, I've got an idea. Would it be all right if I borrowed one of your father's suits?
One of Dad's suits? Yes, I think it would be all right.
Sure. A few little alterations that I could have done real quick, and the suit will fit me like a glove.
Yes, a catcher's mitt.
Oh, it won't be that bad. But listen, I've got a better idea. You can have real class in Dad's formal outfit.
Oh, yes. That would really do it. But you have to know how to wear it, Betty. What goes with striped pants?
A cutaway coat.
Good. What goes with an ascot tie?
A cane and spats.
Good. What goes with a Homburg?
Pickles and Tabasco sauce.
Yeah. Yeah, that ought to make you look real dignified. Striped pants, cutaway coat, and a pickle on your Homburg.
Margie, you think it's okay to borrow the outfit from your father?
Oh, certainly. He hardly ever wears it. Maybe once a year or so at a board meeting. Go on, take it. I hope it gets you the job.
Oh, gee, Margie, you're a swell. Thanks a million. I ought to knock him dead in that outfit. However, there's one thing that worries me.
What's that?
What kind of a pickle should I wear with it, a dill or a garlic?
Ha ha ha!
I'm home.
Dad, what are you doing home so early? It's only the middle of the morning.
Oh, I just came home to change. I have an unexpected board meeting to attend, and I've got to change into my cutaway immediately.
Your cutaway?
What's wrong with the outfit you got on? It's nice and conservative. Blue and red sport jacket, green slacks, purple socks, and a yellow handkerchief.
No, the yellow handkerchief makes it a little too loud. Now, where the heck is that cutaway? I can't find it in the closet.
Well, I'll tell you, Dad. Freddie has it.
Freddie has it?
I loaned it to him. I didn't know you'd have a board meeting.
Freddie in my formal outfit? Why, that little sawed-off squirt in my striped pants and cutaway, I don't know whether to laugh or get sore.
Well, gosh, Dad. Didn't you say he had to dress up to look for a job?
Did you ever?
Hold it, Dad. Come in.
Hi, Margie. Hello, Mr. Albright.
Freddie Wilson in my outfit. Oh, darn it, Freddie. Take those striped pants off immediately.
In front of Margie?
Oh. Well, what did you do to that suit anyway?
Oh, I just had the pants shortened a little to fit me.
Oh, but look at them. When I put them on, they'll come down only to my knees.
Well, that's an advantage. You'll be able to get into the movies at children's prices.
Oh, stop worrying, Dad. The seams are just basted. You can let them down easily. Freddie's job is more important. Did you get that advertising job, Freddie?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, what's the matter? Didn't those formal clothes do any good?
Oh, the clothes were perfect. They took one look at my spats, cane, striped pants, and cutaway, and said I was the ideal man for the job.
Well, what sort of a job was it?
Well, they wanted me to walk up and down Broadway wearing a shirt that lights up reading Eat Chung King Chop Suey.
Oh, that's great.
Naturally, I refused to take such a degrading position. And furthermore, Margie, I refused to listen to such mocking laughter from your father. Goodbye.
Oh, Dad, now look what you did. You insulted him.
He deserves to be.
You're not even trying to understand why he's unable to get ahead in the business world.
You mean there's a real reason for it?
Well, of course. Like many people, Freddie lacks self-confidence. You know how it is with people. When you have the backing of a well-known name and a solid family reputation of position and money, you can stand up to anybody, bold as brass, and meet them on their own terms. Freddie can't do that.
Why, Margie, baby, you surprise me. You've really got this thing figured out scientifically, haven't you?
Well, it makes sense, doesn't it? If Freddie were the son of some well-known man, you'd see how quickly he'd get ahead.
If he were my son, I'd take poison.
Hey, wait a minute. That's it. Dad, he can be your son.
Margie, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Dad, all you have to do is adopt Freddie.
Margie, have you gone crazy? How can I adopt him?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a real adoption. It'll just be pretend. Although Freddie'll think it's legal.
But how long can he go on thinking he's my adopted son?
Well, we can tell him the truth after he gets a good job. Won't make any difference then. He'll be all set in business.
Margie, I don't think it will work. Freddie is Freddie, whether his name is Wilson, Albright, or Rockefeller. People will still call him Bubble Brain.
Dad, please, for my sake, give him a break. What have you got to lose?
Only my sanity. Now, listen, this thing is complicated. In order to fool Fred, you need a man to impersonate a judge so he can approve the adoption, sign the necessary papers, and so on. Now, where do you find a guy like that?
I know just the man. Oh, that. Well, don't just stand there. I said I know just the man. In fact, people even call him Judge. Only he's really just a nice old man that I see in the park every day feeding the squirrels and pigeons.
Do you think you can get him to do it?
Oh, I'm sure of it. You see, he likes me. He thinks I'm beautiful. You know what he told me?
What?
He said if he'd met me when he was 50, he wouldn't be 65 today.
Okay, Mrs. Odette, you go get this fake judge of yours and explain the whole thing to him. By the time he gets here, I'll have Freddie eager to be adopted.
Gee, Judge, Judge Fuller, don't I have to go to court to be adopted?
Not necessarily. Many adoptions are approved in the judge's chambers. And if I choose to have my chambers in the Albright apartment for today, that is my legal prerogative.
Gosh, Dad, isn't he great? Sounds like the real thing.
He sure does. He's got Freddie completely fooled.
Now then, before I sign the adoption papers, do the new foster father and the new foster son have anything to say?
Well, nothing much, except that... Gee, Mr. Albright, Dad, this is swell of you to do this for me. Imagine, I'm your son.
Frightening, isn't it?
Huh?
What Dad means is, the idea overwhelms him.
Oh, boy, I'm going to be Freddie Albright. I'll bet your theory really works, Margie. I'll be a success in no time.
I hope so, brother dear.
Oh, boy, I always knew that money talked, and now I'm going to get a chance to hear it.
Well, here are the papers, all signed. It's now official. Congratulations to both of you.
Well, thanks, Judge. Mr. Albright, Dad, I'll be right back. I'm going to bring some of my things over and move in.
But Freddie...
Thanks so much for your help, Judge Fuller. It was a wonderful joke to play on Freddie.
Joke?
Well, about your acting like a judge.
But I am a judge.
What?
Well, Mrs. Odette told us she sees you in the park every day.
Is there any law against a judge spending an hour or so in the park? I've been serving on the bench for 20 years.
But the adoption is... Is it legal?
I signed the papers, didn't I? That young man is now Mr. Albright's son.
Hiya, Connie.
Hello, Freddie.
Hi, sis.
Hi, brother.
And how are you, Peter?
Stop calling me Peter.
What do you want me to call you? Dad? Father? Pop? Papa?
Just call me Mr. Albright.
Okay, Mr. Albright, Daddy.
Betty, what are you carrying that shoebox around for?
Oh, my things are in here.
Your things?
Yeah, I'm moving in. Kit and caboodle.
Well, what's in the box? Your kit or your caboodle? Say that all your worldly possessions are in that one little box?
Oh, no. You see, I couldn't move over here to Park Avenue with the clothes I had, so I gave them all away and ordered a few new things. I'm having them delivered here.
Oh, no.
Just think. Yesterday I was a nobody, nothing to look forward to, and today I'm a rich man's son.
That's America for you.
Yep. Couldn't happen anywhere else. I keep pinching myself to make sure I'm not dreaming.
Maybe you don't pinch hard enough. Now, let me do it. Just showing a little fatherly affection, son.
I'll get it. It must be the clothes I ordered. Oh, okay, boys. Just bring the packages in and set them down. Thank you, gentlemen. Oh, Peter, would you tip the boys for me?
I'll tip you right out of the window.
Freddie, where did you get the money to buy all these things?
Money? When you have the magic name of Albright, you don't need money to shop. All you need is a pencil.
You charged all this stuff to me? Oh, well, you'll pay for it. I'll take the money out of your salary as soon as you go to work.
Work? Me? A rich man, son?
Margie, it's 4 whole days since I became a father, and I'm sick of it. The whole idea of this adoption was to give Freddie self-confidence so he could get a job. But so far, he hasn't even gone out to look for one. Well, I'm going to put my foot down.
You should.
On his neck. He's going to get a job, or I'll know the reason why.
When you see the ad he put in the paper today, you'll know the reason why.
What kind of an ad?
Situation wanted. I'll read it to you. Bright, personable young man from prominent Park Avenue family desires executive position.
willing to start as assistant to hard-working executive who believes in doing everything himself. Salary no object, as father very rich. However, liberal expense account required.
What an ad. Did he get any calls?
Just one.
Who from?
A collection agency asking him to pay for the ad.
Well, that settles it. Either he goes out to look for work or he goes out of here on his ear.
Hello, sis.
Hi.
Good evening, Pater.
Freddy, why don't you run away from home?
Kill me.
It'd be a pleasure. Freddy, what kind of an ad is this to put in a paper?
Well, I just didn't want to take any kind of a job. I've got to uphold the dignity of an Albright. After all, one's position in life is everything, you know.
Position?
Oh, yes. Don't you agree?
I certainly do. And right now, I'd like to knock you into a horizontal position.
Oh, now, Pater, you can't hit me. I'm still a juvenile. If anything happens to me, it won't be good for you. Don't forget, I'm a $600 exemption on your income tax.
Why, you half-wit.
Half-wit? Then he's only a $300 exemption.
Margie, you're taking this whole thing too lightly.
Come in. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hi, Connie.
Oh, Margie, I forgot to tell you. Connie and I are going out to dinner. You want to join us?
I'll be ready in no time.
Nobody invited you.
Well, that's okay. I'm not sensitive. I'll go anyway. I ought to get to know Connie better.
Why?
Well, let's face it. Someday she may be my mother.
Margie, I don't know how much more of Freddy I can take. The nerve of that jerk tagging along with Connie and me last night.
How did you finally get rid of him?
I didn't. And after dinner, he had the nerve to try to bribe me. He offered to leave us alone if I'd promise to buy him a set of trains.
A set of trains? Well, that was a cheap bribe.
Cheap? He wanted the actors in Topeka and Santa Fe. But I'm going to fool him tonight. I'm going to meet Connie downtown.
Hi, sis. Hi, Pops. Where are you going?
Out.
Margie, the way he went out of here, someone would think he was trying to avoid me.
That's the understatement of the year.
Oh, well. Come on, Margie. I'll take you to dinner.
Thanks, but I've got a date.
With who?
George Rush.
That crumb.
Crumb? Well, you can think what you want. I think he's pretty nice. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go fix my makeup.
George Rush. What a phony. I can't get over Margie going out with him. Come in. Oh, hello, George.
Well, well, if it isn't Freddie Wilson.
It's Freddie Albright now.
Albright?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you and Margie got married.
No. You see, Margie's father adopted me.
Adopted? You?
That's right.
What is this, Be Kind to Dumb Animals Week?
Wait a minute, wise guy. In case you didn't think of it, this makes me Margie's older brother.
So what?
So I'm particular who my kid sister goes out with.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah. Now, tell me, young man, what do you do for a living besides collect unemployment insurance? How much money have you got in the bank? What prospects do you have for the future? What kind of a family do you come from? What were your great...
Okay, hold it, Mr. D.A. Look, you tell Margie I was here and went. I don't want to have anything to do with anyone who comes from a family that's screwy enough to adopt you.
Well, I got rid of him. George Rush.
You mean he was here?
Yeah. And I told him that I didn't approve of my kid sister going out with him.
You told him that?
I sure did.
Freddie, do you carry accident insurance?
No, I don't.
Well, you'd better get it.
Why?
Because when I tell my father what you did, you're going to need it.
Margie, I told you we created a Frankenstein monster, but you laughed when he interfered with Connie and me.
I'm sorry, Dad. From now on, I'm on your side. Freddy must go, brother or no brother. But how do we get rid of him?
Say, maybe you can talk him into joining the Navy.
But who's going to talk the Navy into accepting him? Stump, how do we get rid of him?
Oh, have you got a problem?
Hi there, Mrs. Odette. I'll say we have a problem. How do you get rid of an unwanted adopted son?
Well, if it was an unwanted husband, I could advise you. I've gotten rid of 5 in my time. 2 in Reno, 1 in Mexico, and 1 in Paris.
Well, that's only 4. What about the 5th?
He got rid of himself.
How?
Too many 5ths.
Margie, there's only one solution for us. I'm going to see Judge Fuller and explain the whole thing. Even if he puts me in jail, it'll be worth it to get rid of Freddy.
Oh, maybe he won't do anything. Mrs. Odette, where can we find Judge Fuller?
Let me see now. It's 2 o'clock. He's probably on the bench.
Where?
In the park. There he is.
Where?
Over there, feeding the squirrels.
Gee, look how those squirrels climb all over him.
Well, let's go over and talk to him.
All right, boy. Line up. Now, Richard, don't you dare steal Felix's Peter. And, Julius, you know you come after Philip.
Excuse me. I'm Vern Albright.
Albright?
Yes.
Okay, get behind Philip.
Right. My father here adopted Freddy.
Freddy?
Yes, Freddy Wilson, remember?
Oh, yes, I remember him. Pointed ears, brown nose, and pink eyes.
Look, Judge, this is important to us. You see...
Excuse me, folks. My car is waiting. Court adjourned for today. I'll be sitting on this same bench tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, Dad, look at that car he's heading for.
Look at the sign on the side. It says, Bidowee Rest Home.
Do you suppose he's a patient there?
Well, it's a sense that he's not Mr. Bidowee.
You're right, Mr. Albright.
Hey, Freddy, what do you know about this? Is the judge a patient there or not?
Well, all I can say is, call me Freddy Wilson.
Then he's not a real judge?
Nah, he just imagines he is. I checked up on him.
Freddy, how long have you known this?
Since the day you adopted me, Daddy.
Freddy, you knew it was a fake adoption all along?
Well, sure. So as long as you were going to have some fun with me, I decided to have some fun with you.
Oh, let me at him.
Now, take it easy. Don't, Dad, don't. Help, help, help.
Oh, Margie. Margie, just look at them.
Yeah, they usually say that the son takes after the father.
I know.
But right now it looks like the father is taking after the son.
My Little Margie is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.